Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the NFL has been wacky, wild, and a lot of fun this season because you just never know what you're going to get. I guess you could say it's like a box of chocolates, Diesel. Anything can happen in the National Football League. On Fridays, tomorrow at 5, we'll do our weekend menu for college football. Let's do the same, though, for the NFL and try to find the best games. I know there's not as many time slots, but the best games for you viewers and our thoughts on those games as well. Tolos want to hear from you in who your NFL team is playing this weekend. We'll find that game and highlight it very quickly at 844-326-3663. Diesel, any interest tonight in Minnesota, Los Angeles, a 3-3 Vikings team versus a 4-3 Chargers team, and a Chargers team who's favored by 3.5 but has not been playing their best football as of late?
I mean, it's a 50-50 ball game. If you look at the ESPN matchup predictor, it doesn't appeal to me a ton. Like there's no special attraction to this game other than, you know, could we be seeing Justin Herbert just going off and having a huge season? I might tune in just to see kind of, is he able to get out of that little bit interception happy thing he's been doing all season long, take care of the football a little bit better. Maybe he gets back in line for an NFL MVP conversation. I know a lot early in the season, a lot of people were talking about him in that light, and he's thrown a lot of picks this season, so it hasn't been perfect for him. But, you know, you have an opportunity at home against a team that you're on paper a little bit better than, and Carson Wentz hasn't played phenomenal football this season, and maybe they just surprise some people and look clean.
Yeah, and you know, if obviously I'm going to watch because it's NFL football and it's the only game on tonight, but if it were J.J. McCarthy versus, you know, the Chargers and Justin Herbert, I would have a little bit more of a vested interest. I'd be a little bit more excited about it, I guess. But with McCarthy and that ankle issue, missing his fifth straight game, you go back to Carson Wentz, right? You have Aaron Jones dealing with a hamstring. He returned to practice with a chance to play tonight. He's missed four straight. So the Vikings have been injury-plagued. You would think, oh, J.J. McCarthy and Aaron Jones, the former Packer, versus the Chargers, Thursday night football, that should be a heck of a football game. However, we talked about this a couple of days ago. Unfortunately, injuries have plagued some of the best players in the NFL this season, Diesel. So, still going to watch, but I'm not going to lie to you. Carson Wentz doesn't really, like, move the meter for me.
Well, no? it's going to be a better football game than this South Alabama, Georgia State college game on tonight.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna spend the night watching sports, you're gonna be watching NFL because you're not gonna get a lot out of this South Alabama Georgia State game. It's gonna be played in front of maybe 4 or 5 dozen people.
Ooh, not even 100.
It's bad down there in Atlanta
on Sunday, Diesel. The 1 o'clock window for the National Football League. By the way, no 9:30 game this week. No London game or wherever else they're playing nowadays. I know there are several more this season across the pond, Diesel, but
thank God. Those early games mess up my Sunday schedule.
Do they?
Yeah. Sunday morning's the only time I got to get over to the hardware store, get what I need to get, and get started on my weekend projects. When there's a morning game, I don't have that. I had to sit down and watch it.
1 o'clock in the window that we all love because there are so many games going on. It's a great time for NFL Red Zone. You have the 1-6 Dolphins versus the 3-3 Falcons. You would imagine, Diesel, even though the Falcons are 3-3, you would just imagine that Atlanta's going to have their way with Miami. At some point, the Band-Aid's going to be ripped off. and McDaniel is fired, I think.
I think that's the only line worth betting on as to as whether or not Mike McDaniel is going to be fired after this week's loss.
They're just so bad. You just see nothing from them. And I know 7.5 points in the NFL is kind of a lot of points, but again, this is a horrible, horrible Miami team. They just have been kind of lethargic. They've really shown no signs of life. They've got one win on the season. So, I would think the Falcons are going to take care of business.
We don't have the audio pulled up right now, but Mike McDaniel, expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of bad teams, the 0-7 Jets going against the Cincinnati Bengals at 1 o'clock. Again, you would think, man, take the Cincinnati Bengals in 6.5 because Justin Fields and the Jets have been horrible, and evidently there could be a little bit of a quarterback change in New York.
Yeah.
So not a ton of excitement about that one. 1 o'clock also on Sunday, New England hosting Cleveland. I guess we're getting the bad games out of the way first. New England's been really good, Diesel. They're 5-2.
Yep.
They're a 7.5-point favorite over the Cleveland Browns, who are now 2-5 on the season. They're 0-3 on the road. You would imagine New England takes care of business. Drake May's been sensational, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. But you know what makes the NFL so fun? Just when you think, oh, the New England Patriots are hitting their stride, the Cleveland Browns will win Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, Drake May's still a young quarterback. Even though he's played well so far this season, he's still young. Who knows? This could be that weird, fluky game where he throws 2 or 3 picks, keeps the Browns in it, and then we'll see what happens.
Also at 1 o'clock, a in-division game in the NFC East, the Giants-Eagles on Sunday on Fox. Diesel, the 5-2 Eagles, that is, are favored at home by 7.5 points. New York's bad, but they're at least watchable now because it's not Russell Wilson at 94 years old running around with a walker and a cane, right?
Yeah.
You got Jackson Dart, you've got Cam Scataboe.
Yeah.
Scataboo, whatever it is.
Scataboo makes this team watchable. Yeah. You want to see him, destroy himself.
Yeah.
In a way.
And again, they're 2-5, 0-4 on the road. So their chances Sunday as 7.5-point dogs are slim. But we have seen Jackson Dart, Diesel, he's given them a chance in every game he's played, pretty much.
Watching Cam Scataboo play offense, play running back, is kind of like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in the day, you watched Jackass, where they would do the bits where they hit each other in the nuts. And you're like, you know you're hurting yourself. You know that you're probably not going to have kids because of what you're doing to yourself right now, but I can't look away. I want to see Cam Scataboo treat the crown of his head like a weapon.
He's fun to watch, man. He's just reckless in a way, right? And we would love, to your point, we love watching reckless things. Also in the 1 o'clock window, a big one right here in the Carolinas, Diesel, the 4-3 Carolina Panthers, who, by the way, are 3-0 at the Bank of America Stadium, I tell you. 3-0.
I like it.
Undefeated. I mean, the Bills.
Bills have not looked crisp and clean and playing quality football for a couple of weeks now. And Carolina, don't look now. The matchup predictor, 44% chance for Carolina to win this game. How bad? I don't know that they win.
Yeah.
But the spread on this one is 7.5. I think Carolina keeps it close. I think they cover.
I do, too. I would love for this game to be a fourth-quarter game. You know, just at least give us a fourth-quarter game. Don't let it be a blowout.
Plus, Andy Dalton is playing, so we don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't know if old Andy could get it done this weekend against Josh.
Red Rifle, baby, coming for Josh Allen. Wouldn't that be
best
fun?
Best hair in the game, I'm telling you.
Also at 1 o'clock, the Bears and the Ravens. The Bears are 4-2. Baltimore's 1-5. What a horrible start. Somehow, some way, Diesel, we always talk about these lines being catawamp almost in college football. We did see a report that Lamar Jackson's practicing, but the Baltimore Ravens at 1-5 are favored by 6.5 points over the Chicago Bears. That one doesn't make sense to me.
There is some video surfacing, Cole. Have you seen this video where it would appear that quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, is getting some late night food from a street vendor, and he is high.
No,
you haven't seen this
yet.
No,
I hadn't.
Oh man, he's getting a couple of to-go clamshell boxes of food from a street vendor, and his eyes are glazed over as they could be.
Also at 1 o'clock on Sunday, Niners Texans. That one is a 2.5 point spread in favor of Houston. Again, that line just does not make sense. Houston at home, I get it, but San Francisco's 5-2. 4 o'clock window, Tampa Bay in New Orleans. Tampa Bay's a 4.5 point favorite. Diesel at 425. The Cowboys and the Broncos. What a huge game. The Cowboys are trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. If you drop to 3-4-1, your season's going to be, you know, close to over. And the Broncos, Diesel, they're 5-2. They're 3-0 at home. They're a good football team. Denver's favored by 3.5 points. This one's going to be tough for my Cowboys. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm nervous. Nervous. I don't know if we can do it, but we got to win. You're already in the playoffs. Like this is the playoffs because every game matters. So it'll be interesting to see.
Hey, maybe the Cowboys can ride a little hot off that Washington win last week and play better than you expect. I mean, Denver had to make a 33-point comeback in the fourth to win a game.
Yeah, that's true.
That tells me the Denver Broncos were awful for three quarters. So maybe if you can prevent that fourth quarter from happening, I think you got a chance to win this.
The other 425, Titans 1-6, taking on the 6-1 Indianapolis Colts. The Colts in the largest spread of the week. 14.5 point favorites at home over Tennessee. And then the 8:20 game, Sunday Night Football. How about this one, man? Get your popcorn ready. Are you kidding me? The Steelers and Aaron Rodgers hosting Aaron's old team, the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay on the road, favored by 2.5 points. This one's no doubt the best game of the weekend. And then only one Monday night game on Monday the 27th. The Washington Commanders at 3-4, taking on the Kansas City Chiefs at 4-3. Kansas City, listen to this, is favored by 12.5 points. That's a big spread over a pretty good Washington team. Obviously, things didn't go well last week against the Cowboys, but it's still Jaden Daniels and a pretty solid Washington team. But Diesel, there's no doubt. Oh, go ahead.
But I was going to say, the Chiefs are starting to find their consistency again.
Yeah.
You know, last three games, even in that loss on the road at Jacksonville, they still scored 28 points. So they've averaged 30 points over the last three games, and that's going to win you most football games in the NFL.
It is. Some good games this weekend, some meh games, but come on. 8:20 Sunday night, the Packers at 4-1-1 at the 4-2 Pittsburgh Steelers. Sign me up. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's the one.
Aaron Rodgers going against his old team. Let's see if he can get it done. That'll be a lot of fun.
Madcraft is on about this Cam Ward video. Have you seen this video of Cam Ward asking a reporter to recall a play call?
Mm-mm.
You know, Cam gets up and you live in this world, so you probably hear it a little bit more than the rest of us. Cam just rattles off like 30 random vocabulary words, and that's the play call, right? He says, okay, Mr. Reporter Man, why don't you recall that back for me? And the guy just sits there like, I can't do that.
That's funny. I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah, it's top comment on the video I saw was, okay, now ask Cam to write a complete paragraph.
Oh, man, that's mean.
Yeah,
that's
hey, we all have
funny.
Our strengths. We all have our strengths and weaknesses. When we come back, I'm going to make another call for you, Tolos, to get your upset picks in. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.